Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving deep into a profound question that has puzzled many. Is there injustice on God's part? The Bible verses for today are found in Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 16. What then are we to say? Is there injustice on the part of God? Of course not. For he says to Moses, I will show mercy to whom I will, I will take pity on whom I will. So it depends not upon a person's will or exertion, but upon God, who shows mercy. That's Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 16.
Have you ever found yourself pondering the deeper questions of life? One that often comes to mind is whether there's any injustice on God's part. It's a profound inquiry that challenges our understanding of the divine. Let's dive into this together. When we consider God's justice, we must first acknowledge his nature. God isn't just powerful. He is the very embodiment of goodness, truth, and love. These aren't just attributes he possesses, but fundamental aspects of his being. This nature of God forms the foundation of his actions. He can't contradict who he is, so his power always aligns with these virtues. It's a perfect harmony between his essence and his deeds. So when we question God's justice, we're really examining how his actions reflect his nature. Can a being who is the epitome of goodness and love truly be unjust? It's a thought-provoking question that invites us to look deeper into our understanding of divine justice and mercy. Now let's dive deeper into the concept of God's mercy and justice. It's important to understand that God's mercy isn't just a slight adjustment to what justice demands. It goes far beyond that. While justice might require punishment for our sins, God's mercy, rooted in his immense love for all of humanity, transcends these boundaries. Think about it this way. God's mercy is like a boundless ocean, while justice is the shoreline. The ocean doesn't just touch the shore, it extends far beyond what we can see. Similarly, God's mercy extends far beyond the limits of justice. But here's the beautiful part. This expansive mercy doesn't contradict God's nature. In fact, it's a perfect reflection of who he is. God's nature is love, and his mercy is the ultimate expression of that love. It's not about ignoring justice, but rather about fulfilling it in a way that demonstrates his infinite compassion for us.
Now let's delve into the fascinating relationship between God's power and our free will. It's a delicate balance that's often misunderstood. You see, God's power isn't about controlling us or taking away our choices. Rather, it's a force that aims to elevate us, to help us become the best versions of ourselves. Think of it like this. God's power is like a gentle wind at our backs, encouraging us to move forward, but never forcing us to take a step. He respects our freedom to make our own decisions, even when those decisions might not align with his perfect will for us. This divine power works in harmony with our free will, creating a beautiful dance of choice and guidance. God provides us with opportunities, insights, and support, but ultimately the decision to act on these is ours. He's not a puppet master pulling our strings, but a loving father offering a guiding hand. By allowing us this freedom, God enables us to grow, learn, and truly love. After all, love cannot be forced. It must be freely given, and that's exactly what God desires from us, a genuine, freely chosen relationship with him. Now let's consider how God's power and mercy work together to help us flourish and embrace our potential. It's truly remarkable when you think about it. God's plan for us isn't to hold us back or limit us, but to elevate us to become the best versions of ourselves. Imagine it like this. God's power provides the foundation and the tools we need to grow, while his mercy gives us the space to make mistakes and learn from them. It's a perfect combination that allows us to develop and thrive. But here's the beautiful part. God doesn't force this on us. He respects our free will and allows us to make our own choices. It's like he's offering us a map and a compass, but we're the ones who decide which path to take. This balance between divine guidance and human choice is crucial. God nudges us in the right direction, offering wisdom and support, but ultimately the decisions are ours to make. It's through this process of guided decision-making that we truly grow and flourish. So as we navigate life, we can take comfort in knowing that God's power and mercy are working together for our good, helping us to reach our full potential and live out our purpose in this world. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on what we've explored about God's justice, mercy, and his plan for humanity. We've seen that God's nature as the embodiment of goodness, truth, and love shapes his actions towards us. His mercy extends far beyond what justice alone might demand, demonstrating his boundless love for all of humanity. We've also discovered that God's power doesn't override our free will. Instead, it works to elevate us, helping us become the best versions of ourselves. This delicate balance between divine guidance and human choice is at the heart of God's plan for our flourishing. I encourage you to ponder these ideas in your own life. How might recognizing God's justice and mercy change your perspective? How can you embrace the potential that God sees in you? Remember, every day is an opportunity to dance with the divine, to make choices that align with God's plan for your growth and fulfillment.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your perfect justice and boundless mercy. Thank you for being the very essence of goodness, love, and truth, guiding our steps with grace and patience. We are humbled by your power, which never forces us but gently invites us to grow and embrace our true potential. Lord, help us to trust in your divine plan, even when we don't fully understand it. Teach us to see your mercy in our lives and to be grateful for the space you give us to learn and choose freely. May we always seek to align our hearts with your will, knowing that you desire the best for us. Grant us the wisdom to walk in your love and the courage to trust in your justice, always remembering that your mercy flows beyond what we can comprehend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us on Rise and Walk podcast. Until next time, may you walk in the light of God's love and mercy.